My name is Ray Lager. I'll be your host tonight on Butte Views and Beyond, a program focusing on cultural assets, economic development, festivals, events, things that make people want to go out and do things, basically. And I've got four nice interviews for you about some wonderful things happening in the community. Let's thank the Ken Clark Trio for our theme song, Eternal Funk, title track of their CD. Love this stuff. Alrighty, we would like to thank Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic development opportunities by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And by Dolmire Insurance Agency, an independent agent and retail broker since 1948. Dolmire Insurance provides a range of coverage options from home to auto, ranch to farm. You can reach Dolmire Insurance in Chico at 342-6421 and in Oroville at 533-3424 or at chicoinsurance.com. I love the B3, baby. That's for sure. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in. Let's get right to it. We just mentioned the wellness fair on one of our wonderful new programs, Fresh Hop Cinema. Love it. Really, really proud to be following that act. Those guys do a wonderful job, and I hope you enjoy that. Please share that with your friends, especially you hopheads out there. We'll get some call on that. Alrighty, let's welcome our first guest to today's program, virtually, of course.
I would like to welcome Rebecca. I'm going to call you Rebecca right now. We'll call you Becca later. Okay, Rebecca Chavez and Candy Williamson. And you guys are hosting something special as things, weather turns nice and things are starting to open up, a gifting and wellness fair. Tell us about it.
Hi, I'm Becca, and yes, we're doing the Gifting Wellness Fair. It'll be on May 1st here at Creating a Sustainable You in the parking lot. So it'll be outside on hopefully a beautiful day in Chico.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something fun to do, we have live music, we've got food, we've got great vendors. It's also right before Mother's Day, so if you're looking for unique and wonderful gifts to give to that mother that you love or woman in your life or yourself, we have lots of good things.
Yeah, you could mother yourself. I like that. Self-mother.
Yeah. Yeah, mother's always, you know, we want the thing that we actually want. So we can buy it for ourselves sometime.
Yeah.
The entire fair focuses on health and wellness and also self-care. So all of our vendors are really specific to that area. So we have people that work in self-care. So that could be an esthetician or massage therapist. We have people that specialize in oils. We also have people that are artists, because I think that self-care also includes having beautiful things around you and on you. We have people that specialize in home decor also. So just keeping that wellness in your space is just an important part of what we feel needs to be brought to a vendor fair here in Chico.
Yeah, and I think that's, I agree. I mean, you know, we think about ourselves, of course, our nutrition, our health, you know, our body work and those kind of things. But you have to have an environment around you. And I know for me, I have to have a really creative environment around me for my brain to have that, you know.
Yeah, and we have some really amazing artisans who are making custom woodworking, really beautiful things that they'll have on display that you can order and to purchase right then. We have leather working, so really unique and wonderful things that can create a beautiful space around you. As well as there's handmade jewelry that's beautiful. I mean, I know when I have a crystal necklace hanging around my neck, I feel a high vibe. So,
yeah. That sounds great. And who's the, you said you have some live music as well?
Yeah, we have a guy named Zach Ponce. You can find him at the farmer's market on Saturdays most of the time, I think. And he does flamenco music, so really fast fingers on the guitar. So that will be really fun. And then we have Kyle Williamson coming, or Williams coming in the afternoon. And so, yeah, we'll have live music throughout the day. And we also have a great food vendor coming. She's called Chick Eat World. And
she's so good.
The food is really great.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Very creative, something for everyone. She has really delicious meats as well as vegan options. So no restrictions. She can meet you wherever you're at.
Great.
Yeah. So we're hoping for more people to get to know her because her food is fabulous.
Yeah, I haven't heard of her. And tell me her that food truck again.
Chick Eat World.
Chick Eat World. Oh, I love
that. Yeah, yeah. And then also Chico Massage School will be offering free chair massages by their students. So, So come down and get a free chair massage.
That sounds great. Now, what's the – some people might not know where the center – what's the address?
It's 811 East 5th Avenue. So it's not far off. It's just not on the, you know, main drag. So it's on 5th Avenue, close to the 99.
Off of Mangrove.
Yeah.
Off of Mangrove. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. And again, May 1st. And now how did this get started? Did you guys just like, you know, last year, time of COVID, it's like, hey, we need to do something, or I'm going crazy, or...
And Becca's one of my best friends, and yeah, we had a little more downtime than normal, and I know Becca doesn't sit still very long, and together we came up with this idea, and then really, I liked what you were saying earlier.
Okay, so really, this came about last October. It was funny, actually. I think it might have been end of September, because Candy and I were floating on the river, and... And I said, Candy, wouldn't it be cool if we did a fair together? And it was all centered around wellness.
and I wanted to do that. That's one of the visions I had for my business. And having this whole parking lot is having fairs and having health and wellness minded. And so I was like, Becca, you're speaking my language.
So we developed a gifting wellness fair to really promote people in the health and wellness space, self-care space, because at the time, they had been shut down for so long, and these are very talented people, that things had started to open back up a little bit. And so we wanted them to have a space to promote themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, the community could have something to do together around this space. We really wanted,
and some businesses that were still not allowed to be open. So being able to give them, an avenue and a place to create and generate revenue while they weren't able to do that because they were closed. So that was really wonderful as we reached out to other studios that had been closed, wanting them to at least be able to sell gift certificates for when they could reopen. Because with everybody being closed, you know, the reality that some people may not be able to reopen was very much at the forefront, and we just wanted to be able to boost them and support them as best we can. And it was really huge for everybody who came last time, and that was really filling for like our heart space to just, you know, be able to help out other businesses through this time.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, and tell us, so what are your businesses? Tell us a little bit about yourselves and what you guys do, because I think that kind of plays into it.
So I own a wellness center called Creating a Sustainable You and a massage school. And so within our wellness center, we focus on massage therapy, and we also have a yoga therapist here. We have an energy psychologist. We have colon hydrotherapy. And so part of our focus is to be able to treat the whole person, where often you go to one place for this service and then you have to go across town for the other one. And here it's very collaborative. So we get to kind of work together and make sure that you're fully taken care of. And so that's kind of our main focus. And then really wanting to be a hub for health and wellness in Chico and bringing all kinds of practitioners together. We're very collaborative. We like working with other healers and having a space for that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And again, you know, it, like you said, I mean, everything has changed since 2019. 2020 was just kind of funny. Now, you know, looking back a little bit, it's like, oh yeah, did that really happen? You know, and but it's a real reset. Everything is kind of reset, and hopefully everything will be more collaborative. And I think that might be one of the real positive things to come out of this. I'm seeing that on so many different fronts where before all these organizations were kind of had their own fiefdom and kind of going at it alone, and realizing that I don't know if that was, I don't think it was really serving anyone that well to be in that mindset and to open it up collaboratively for everyone to kind of join in and join into the thought process of creation and not just, here's my idea, you got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really think that, you know, COVID has been really hard for a lot of people in many ways, but I feel that some things positive have come out of it and just mindset shifts for just that, thinking about the community as, okay, we are a community and we want to build our small businesses up. You know, we can do that together. And also I feel like we have another thing about Gifting Wellness Fair is we really thought, you know, at that time and right now we've all really thought about ourselves a lot and our care a lot. And we're kind of shifting, okay, I have to take better care of myself. You're putting a lot of emphasis on your wellness and your care. So now by putting these vendors together, we're really hoping to show people of Chico that, you know, all of these people are here to help in many different ways. Yeah. I don't actually work at Creating a Sustainable You. I work at the university. I work in the art department. I am just...
hold on. So she also has a business working for Beauty Counter, which is... I love everything about this company.
So Beauty Counter is a safer and cleaner skincare and makeup company. So I'm just a really busy person, always doing all kinds of stuff. And... I found Beauty Counter during COVID, and really what I liked about it was the education part of it. I didn't know a lot of facts about the industry of skincare, makeup, or anything like that. And
all the junk that they put in the stuff that you put on your body.
It's unbelievable. It's almost like, hey, we got all this extra stuff. What should we do with it? Let's make people put it on their skin.
Put it all in there. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's kind of weird because one fun fact about the industry. So currently there are only about 30 ingredients totally banned in the United States to be put in our products. And there are 1,400 ingredients banned in the UK, in the EU.
Yeah.
So I just wonder why they have the same skin as us. And so when I found those issues out, that's when I really became passionate about you know, learning more about skincare, healthcare, self-care, all of it. Mm-hmm. So definitely that was a big factor in putting this whole fair together also.
Well, great. And Beauty Counter, what you haven't said is that they're very clean. They're very conscious about what they put in their products. They're sustainably sourced. I mean, they're just such a conscious company. And I think that's
so really will they be at the fair as well?
I'll be there. Right. I'll be there representing. Great. Yeah.
All right, let's recap it up. So on May 1st.
From 9 to 5 or 10 to 5.
10 to 5. the address is 811 East 5th Ave at Creating Sustainable You. You'll find some signs up around town at some local haunts. And some yard signs up too, so it'll remind you. We're also going to be underwriting some shows on KZFR, which is really exciting.
Okay. You guys have a Facebook page or anything like that for people to check it out?
The Gifting Wellness Fair on Facebook.
Yeah, you'll find it in the event. So if you just search Gifting Wellness Fair, then you'll find the event. And then you can share it with your friends too. If you have questions, you can call...
Yeah, you can call our office. We've got we have somebody to answer the phone at 530-521-7328. And you can text us too and be like, hey, is this where the fair is at? And we'll tell you all about it.
So Okay, why don't you give that number one more time? We'll wrap it up.
530-521-7328.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being on Views and Beyond. And I'm sure it's going to be beautiful weather, and it sounds like an awesome event. I'm going to have to try to swing by.
Oh, good. Yeah. We hope to see you all there.
All righty. Take care now.
Thank you.
It's so great to see events coming back and happening again here in the beautiful Northern California region, Ishii Nation and beyond. Let's take a little musical break. You might recognize this. Dave Stryker version, of course. It's jumping around on me. Hang on, folks. Ay, ay, ay. They never, okay, well, we will punt and we'll bring that Dave Stryker tune back in a minute. But it never seems to fail, does it? Okay, let's try one more time. All right, well, let's just get to our next interview. I'll tell you, iTunes, you gotta love it, right? Well, we got a very special guest, and I think you're going to enjoy this one.
I would like to welcome a really special guest here on Butte Views and Beyond today, the owner, founder, Mr. Chico News and Review, Jeff Von Kinkel. And honestly, News and Review has been such a part of Chico. I remember when I moved up here back in the early 90s, you know, everybody was like, I'm like, what's the paper? Oh, there's only one paper. And anyway, I thought it would be fun. I know you guys are about 40 years. This is your 40th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so we started in August of 77. So, August of 77. So,
oh,
it's been over 40 years.
Over 40 years. Okay, great. Great. Well, Jeff, why don't you... why don't you tell people a little bit of history of Chico News and Review and how you came to create the paper, take it over, the different changes it went through early on in its existence.
So the Chico News and Review was a student paper for years and years called The Wildcat. And their traditional stories was kind of what was happening with the fraternities and sororities and how UC Davis beat us in football one more time. And then in the late 70s, around the country, there was college newspapers were doing more community journalism, maybe a little bit more political. And so that's what was happening at the Wildcat. And then they were writing stories that were pissing off the administration and the AS, which was controlled by the fraternities and sororities. So they said, why do we want to pay for this, have this paper here? Let's just shut it down. And then the students went ballistic about that. There was all these demonstrations and stuff. And so what was proposed was this compromise plan, whereas instead of getting funding from the AS, the paper would move off campus and become independent. And thus the paper would stop being a headache for the administration. And I thought, my assumption is the administration, seeing how the paper was currently run by their staff, wasn't going to make it anyway. So they got rid of a headache without having to worry. So that would happen in 77. And the paper wrote great stories and was really cutting edge, but was struggling financially. And that's when I came up in 1980.
Okay. And you came up from Santa Barbara, correct?
I came up in Santa Barbara. So I was at a paper in Santa Barbara, which was another hippy-dippy paper. We were political activists that started the paper. And in fact, the Chico paper was kind of, they chose our name, the News and Review, from Santa Barbara. And so I came up and was talking to them, and I was just, the staff was so committed. They were so dedicated, and they had not gotten paid in 3 months.
Wow.
And they were still working. And they owed printers up and down the state, and the IRS seized the bank accounts for non-payment, and it was going into June. And so at that time, particularly in 1980, things shut down, particularly in, even more than they do now.
Sure.
So they said to me, Jeff, we'd like you to be our ad manager. And I said, well, that sounds like fun, but I got a problem in that how are you going to pay me? And B is, even if I sold all the ads, I don't know if it could work out in terms of the way you've been spending your money. So why don't we make this deal? If I turn it around, raise the circulation, get the money, get the salaries paid, I'll do that if I get half the stock if I accomplish this. And so we worked out this deal because they were going to go out of business. They didn't care. And so I borrowed, I think it was $13,000 from my mom at Prime Plus 2. My mom was a shark and to get the payroll current. And then we just built it up from there. And we just brought on great people like George Thurlow and Bob Spear came back. And but we really, the essence was really, it was, we were able to do a great newspaper because Chico is a special town. That there is a heart and there is essence and there is there's a wonderfulness. It starts with Bidwell Park and the university. And so that kind of commitment, we got people that were willing to work extra hard at very low wages because they really wanted to tell the story of Chico. And that's what we've been doing for the last 44 years.
Yeah. And well, like I said, it's become synonymous with Chico. I mean, it's just the way it is. And it's a great story. And you guys have done so many things that have affected the community. I shouldn't say affected the community, created the community, I think is a better way to put it, because you guys really have.
Well, I mean, it's what we've been able to do is tell the stories of what people are doing. And when people heard those stories, they were able to help them or stop them. Both were often important, I can tell you.
I agree. Getting out the information, help them or stop them. I love that one. So obviously you've been through, you know, a lot of different things. This isn't the, you know, 44 years of being in this position, and you've seen it all. You've developed the Sacramento News and Review and the Reno News and Review, massive online presence as well. And here we are with COVID-19, and who would have thunk, huh?
You know, so COVID-19, I would put this in some sort of perspective. So I started in newspapers in 1973. So I am really, really old, right? And all right, I haven't done the math in my head, but that's a lot of weeks of putting out a paper. Never missed one. Never, never, never. Earthquakes, fires, you know, whatever. Never missed an issue. Those little COVID viruses, man, they were catastrophic. I mean, yeah. So I'm at the gym watching television, and all of a sudden the CDC says, no more gatherings over 50. Wait, that's my job to make gatherings over 50. We get paid for making gatherings over 50. There was like, came in on the office on Monday, the phone was ringing off the hook. Cancel my ad, cancel my ad, cancel my ad. So we knew that we were, there was no money to put out the paper, and plus everyone was supposed to stay home. How are they going to pick up the paper? So then we moved things online, and we've been, and for Chico, we've been, started coming out monthly after a while, and we've gotten great support for the paper. It's like when we started publishing monthly, we're going, well, people are locked up. Are they going to pick up the paper? The paper moved. I mean, it really moved well. And there is obviously so much support. And so what we're trying to figure out is, just like I was in 1980, is how we pay the bills. And so we're working on different projects. This is our partnership with the radio station has been really great. Working with you has been really great, Ray. But basically what we believe is that our paper telling the story of Chico can help change Chico in a really good way. And if you don't have somebody telling the story, if you don't have telling people who to support and who, you know, what to stop, it's going to suffer. And so we're asking people to help us rethink how we finance it with more reader support and foundation support and more kind of partnerships. Because without a watchdog, without a supporter, without a booster, your people are operating in the dark. They aren't going to be able to connect with each other. They aren't going to be able to have a dialogue with each other on like how we deal with these critical issues. And then, you know, I take a lot of pride in that we've done 300 stories on the campfire.
Wow.
We've done 300 stories of helping people deal with the suffering of that and adjusting to that, but also what to do with water quality, what to do with roads, what to do with housing. And so without that critical information, how are we supposed to rebuild with kind of rebuild in a way that makes things better? Yeah. So it's there needs to be some reliable, vetted information from people that really care. And that's what we've been doing for the 43 years. That's what we want to keep doing.
You know, and honestly, you guys went dark for a couple of months. And when the News and Review came back and people were able to pick it up, it became like another light came on. Like, yes, you know, we're still here. That we were shut down for a bit, but you start to see things starting to come back. And like I said, you guys are a big part of the community, and that people needed that. And we'll start having events again. There's been a couple of festivals already this year. Mm-hmm. Things are starting to come around, and I know it, you're in the business of gathering people.
Well, and they need to be gathered again. I mean, it's like, yeah. We've never gone through a period like this. And I think that we're going to be, I view us as being the dating service that is going to go on right now of the businesses and the organizations that then are going to be coming out and say, hey, we're ready. We can take you. And we have all the people that want to go, we're ready to go out and do things. Let's match them up, because if we don't get people out doing things, they're not going to be able to stay open. And so we need to make that connection, and the paper is a natural vehicle for that. And then I think the one thing I love about the paper in terms of its ability to reach a large number of people, it's like the paper does not operate in an echo chamber. That is, we reach Republicans, we reach Democrats, we reach old people, we reach young people, we reach all the diversity of people that read the paper. Now, they may not all agree with the paper, but they all read the paper.
Yeah.
And so, and when they read, they're able to connect up with each other. And so we don't have that echo chamber that occurs online so often. And so then you have, and then I can tell you very sincerely, that it's like, not that we don't make mistakes, because we do, but what we print is what we believe, and we care about it, and we do go take very due diligence to make it right. And so it's one of the barometers I use if we're doing it well is I want people always to say that the News Review is stupid as opposed to being lying. And that's been consistent. I mean, so it's like for people to read our story and say like we're idiots, that's okay. As long as they know we're very sincere idiots and then producing what we can, what we believe in. As opposed to public relations, which is we know the person is saying it doesn't actually believe it. That part, I don't ever want to be accused of.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Got to have heart, baby. You got to have heart. Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know you're doing a good job when you make both sides angry, too. It's like, you know, you just tell the facts and let people decide. You know, it's so.
Yeah, well, I can tell you we do make yeah, both sides are usually irritated. It's a little bit like kind of like on most issues. It's kind of like having friends of yours that are breaking up, and that you and that both of them disagree with you, your analysis of them?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, one thing with the whole as we move through the pandemic is the collaboration that's occurring, and we see that across the board in different organizations. The collaboration that we were able to reach in the fall with the Jason Cassidy doing a KCFR version of Chico Newsroom Review has been great. Very well received by the community. And again, more ways to reach, more ways to work together. And it's all new territory for everyone. And we're kind of all in this together, trying to figure out how to keep it going. And I know we're in the right place because we're getting the support from our communities.
Well, it's the one thing that is, like, I feel very blessed because, you know, I've been working with the Chico paper and our Sacramento Marina paper now since 1980. So it's, and so that's over 40 years. And I get to do something that I love in communities I love, but with people that I love. And to be able to work with people like Jason and Melissa and Jamie and others, Tina, of course, who are just top-notch human beings, work really hard, care a lot, are funny, and that's been just such a privilege, and I feel so fortunate being able to do that, and I think, you know, to see how much the people care, from the distribution drivers to the whole staff, of what it means and how we feel that we're fortunate to get to be the official storyteller for Chico. You really appreciate that as I do when you can see it being made. Sometimes sausage actually looks good to be made, I guess.
Well, that's great. Well, it definitely shows in like I said, in the commitment and what the paper has meant to the community over these 41 year time. So I want to thank you for taking time. Newsroom Review, the May issue will be out, I believe, on the 8th, yeah, at newsstands all over the place. And again, it is people don't know, it's a free paper. You pick it up. It's your connection to the community. And as things start to happen again, that's where you find out about it.
Okay. Hey, Ray, I'm honored that you had me on your show. I really appreciate it. And thank you very much.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you, Jeff. Have a great night.
Okay. All right. Bye.
You're listening to Community Radio 90.1 KCFR Chico, in case you didn't know. This is Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray, and I'll be your host for the next half hour. Let's take a little musical break. Is this really going to play? That's what we're going to find out here in just a minute. Yeah, sorry, I'm having some iTunes issues. So, let's get ready for Kingfish.
Some days I feel so different. It's like I don't fit in. Some kids like the greatest hits, but I dig Guitar Slim. Some days I wake up grateful. Some days I'm not so sure. I can still hear Grandma saying, "Child, you've been here before." I don't know where I came from or how I got this way. Mama said the sky lit up with lightning on my birthday. I've always been different. There's one thing that's for sure. I I can still hear Grandma saying, "Child, you've been here before." Looking back, I wonder about all the things I've done. No one seems to be sure where I came from. I can still hear Grandma praying, and she'd be talking to the Lord. She said, "Child, if I know one thing, you've been here before."
All right, a little sample there from Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. That's right, we had him at the Women's Club a few years back. Those shows will be back. Just you wait and see. All righty, let's get to our next interview about a new park that's being built right here in Chico, actually up in North Chico.
I would like to welcome Mark Francis, the club president of Chico Rotary. Thanks for joining us on Butte Views and Beyond.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. Really appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about the project you guys are completing, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on the show. I mean, we'll talk a little bit about Rotary, but I know you have a really exciting project that you just getting ready to complete.
Absolutely. So the Chico Rotary Club on April 1st celebrated its 100th anniversary, and we have been planning to do a really signature project for that 100th anniversary. And it is a 5-acre park that we are working on in conjunction with CARD and the city of Chico to create this neighborhood park at Ceres and Whitewood Way in kind of Northeast Chico. And it's an awesome park. It is going to be great for kids. It's going to be great for teens. It's going to be great for seniors walking around it. I mean, it's really a fantastic facility. And we're very fortunate that CARD and the city of Chico have allowed us to come in and help with that project and then name it after us, Rotary Centennial Park.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So it's great. So we've been the last three Saturdays, we've been out there working on different projects at the park. Last week, we put in over 1,400 feet of split rail fence. Wow. And we were able to do that in about 3 hours because of the number of folks that we can throw at projects and get things done quickly and get them done right quickly.
So you guys aren't just getting your name on the park. You're actually helping to build the park.
Yes, we are. And we are putting up quite a bit of money to help with that as well, to offset some of the costs. And then they're able to, through a grant, they're able to collect dollars based on the labor that we put in there. So they count the number of folks that are out there working and multiply it by an hourly rate, and they're able to recover dollars from the grant for that they can then use for other things, because obviously we don't get paid for our labor there. So it's really a double win on that.
Well, that's great. And I've seen that, you know, we use that in some different festivals that I've been a part of in Oroville. We call it the Garlic Festival model. That's kind of how it came into nonprofit world, I think about 20 something years ago, but I wasn't aware of that. That's great. So you put in kind in and that money gets matched and comes back to funds that could be used to build the park.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like I said, it's a fantastic park. I know I have a little bit smaller park in my neighborhood, and I'm envious of this park because there are so many more things in there that kids can use and adults can use. And it's going to be great for the neighborhood. In fact, I was talking to one of our members who's a realtor, saying, "Hey, you know, this was this big 5-acre vacant open field with weeds and, you know, looked really not that great. Now it's going to be this fantastic park. What's it do to the property values around here?" And he said, "Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a 5% bump at least in the property values for those properties that are around and near the park." So, it's a win for everybody.
Oh, that's great. What's the location once again, now that you got our attention?
Sure. It's on Ceres Avenue and Whitewood Way. So you eat Ceres north of East Avenue, about, I would say, a third of a mile or so. On the right there. Can't miss it. Right now, it's still got a lot of heavy equipment on there that's being used to to move dirt and to do other things with. So it's you can't miss that, you know, but you're really not going to be able to miss it when it's complete too.
Well, that's great. And it'll have kind of your traditional playground areas for children and
basketball court, a very unique slide structure and very unique climbing structures. You know, some of the stuff I look at it and think, wow, I wish we had that when I was a kid, you know. So open areas for like soccer and things like that. And then just, benches and there's a walkway around the entire park. So, you know, it's going to be used for lots of different things. And like I said, be a real big benefit for that neighborhood and others who might come in to, you know, in my neighborhood, kids are practicing soccer and basketball. And by the way, there's a basketball court at this Centennial Park as well. But they're doing their team practices out there, and that's going to be a big benefit for the entire community.
Oh, that's great! That sounds great. Yeah, I have to say, I was at I was at Riverbend Park in Oroville for the Wildflower Nature Festival beginning of April, and their play structure, I was like, it was unbelievable. I just thought, wow, this is nothing like the monkey bars and slide that we had when we were, and swings that would knock your teeth out, you know.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when I was growing up, we went to the elementary school that was down the street to play on everything. And now, you know, that those are largely fenced off. And so kids don't have that same opportunity as we had when we were younger. So these neighborhood parks are really important. They're really important.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's great to see them popping up. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a big park, but you really need to have something close and walking distance. But, you know, you've got a 10-block circle around it that people are going to just walk to, walk their dogs to, and take a stroll in the evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And that's now, what it is.
How did you choose this project to get involved on?
Well, you know, we looked at several other projects, and this one, we were really welcomed by CARD. And the CARD board of directors when we came in and proposed this. And one of our members, Ann Willman, is the general manager of CARD. And so she was able to really help grease the skids. And then the chairman of the board of directors of CARD is Tom Lando. He's also one of our members and a past president of our club. And so, you know, it was a great experience for us to come in. They wanted us to come in to help. It was a very welcoming thing. And you know, to recognize Chico Rotary's contribution over the last 100 years by naming that park after Rotary, you know, it just all fell into place. It was a perfect match.
Oh, that sounds great. And it'll fall under the CARD umbrella, I take it, as far as maintenance and things once that starts.
Exactly. Yep. And CARD has a budget for maintenance there. So it works out good.
Oh, fabulous. Well, hats off to you guys. I know that our mutual friend, Charlotte Hall, is like, I'm out at the park. You know, she's been telling me about this. So it was really exciting. I'm glad that she helped connect the dots. You know, and I think some people might not understand, like, what service organizations do, especially Rotary, which is a little more business to community oriented. You want to give us a little background on that?
Sure. And Rotarians come from all walks of life, whether it's business community or nonprofit. And, you know, folks join Rotary, and they, you know, for a vast majority of our members, it's a lifetime commitment. And it's a fellowship type of an organization. We meet weekly. Right now we're meeting virtually, but in June we're going to go back to meeting in person at the Elks Club on Tuesdays at noon. But we do focus on service. And one of our mottos is service above self. And so we have broken our club up into teams, and we have six teams this year. And each team finds their own service projects to do throughout the year. And it could be anything from making or repairing a bench that might be near a bus stop or these other benches you see around town, to helping out at schools, helping out at other nonprofits. In fact, if you go down 3rd Street and by the Catalyst office, and there's a big wall there that a mural was just put up there. Rotary helped with that. That's an example.
Oh, excellent.
And, you know, we do park cleanups. We do all sorts of different service projects. It's been a little bit difficult this last year because of, you know, kind of wanting to restrict gatherings. And we've gone to these things that we call R1 projects, where it's one Rotarian going out and doing a project. or a few of them going out and doing a project where they can gather. So we're doing things right now, like the little libraries that you see in a neighborhood where there's the box up there with the wall of books inside of it. We're making those boxes and placing them in neighborhoods. So just a number of projects, large like the park to small. And, you know, we've been around 100 years. Rotary's been around longer than that. Rotary's was founded in 1905. The Chico Club was chartered in 1921. So, like I said, this is our 100th year. We have another club in town, the Chico Noon Club, and that's the Sunrise Club. They've been around for 19 years. And in fact, their charter date, April 1st, is the same as our charter date. So we recently had a dual celebration of 100 years of Rotary in Chico and then the Sunrise's 19th anniversary. And Sunrise does virtually the same thing as the Chico Rotary Club does too. So when you see Rotary out there, it could either be the Sunrise Club or the Noon Club, or sometimes, you know, like this Centennial Park project where we're working together on it.
Working together. Well, that's, you know, the tiny library thing, which I love, you know, there's a number of them in my neighborhood. I ride past on my bike all the time. And it's just great to see. And I don't think people really understand that, you know, all the little things you guys are doing. I love the R1 project where you just send out an individual. I've got one for you, though, if you're interested.
Okay, yeah, you can tell me about it.
I've often thought about, especially in the springtime, you know, the weeds are out of control. And there's a lot of properties, whether they're owned by the city or the state or, you know, you just don't know. And yeah. I think, man, what if you had a crew of like four people with weed whackers that show up at 7 a.m.? It's just, they just show up and clean it and leave in an hour before anybody's like, who are these guys?
Hey, you just need to tell us where we can go, because I know that we could get that done. We could get that done.
You know, I mean, honestly, I just, you know, I'm out and about a lot and I'm like, you know, just on, you know, parts of Park Avenue, just part, you know, because overnight the weeds will grow 2 feet and it just looks terrible. And I think, you know, all you got to do is knock this down. We'll have to talk about
that. Sounds like one of those things where you just go do it. And then, you know, if you have to, you ask permission later, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And maybe Chico Power Tools is in your crew. You can get some of those chaps and stuff, you know?
So. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Actually, Alex DuBose, who is the rental guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
I rent. He's in our club, and he provides us a lot of equipment all the time.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, it's really exciting. I'm really happy about the having you on and the park idea. I mean, it's phenomenal that that's happening. And I know that Arca Butte County is also developing a park. There's a lot kind of happening in that kind of community recreation here, and it's open and there's no cost to it, and you just come and enjoy it. And the commitment of the you know, the commitment of the businesses to the community is what makes Chico what it is, and the community itself. And you know, you don't see that much in bigger cities. Their projects are international. You know, we really focus back into ourselves, which I think is important, especially at this time and what we've been through the last year.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Rotary, we think globally and act locally, right? That's stealing a saying from the environmental movement, because even globally, Rotary is really involved in 3 decades or so ago, Rotary committed to trying to eradicate polio in the world. And we have spent a lot of money and a lot of time, a lot of effort, along with others who have joined in this effort, to try to eradicate polio in the world. And we're down to 2 countries now, that the only 2 countries that have had cases of polio over the last couple of years. And we're out there vaccinating kids around the world to try to eradicate this terrible disease. And we are very close. In fact, we say we're this close, you know, holding our fingers about a half an inch apart. We're so close to eradicating polio. And that's a feather in Rotary's cap.
And that's huge. And you know, it is huge. And people don't realize the devastation of polio.
Yeah. Yep.
What went down with that? Do you have some information we can give the public if people are interested in who joins Rotary?
Well, so the way it works with Rotary is that if you want to be a part of Rotary, you can contact us, and we will contact you. and then we will have a member propose you for membership in the club. We certainly have some requirements, but we have varying different kinds of membership levels. And in fact, we have something called a junior active Rotarian, which is for folks that are under 35 that, you know, are new in their careers, whether it's in a nonprofit or if it's their own business or they're working for somebody else. And it's basically a half off type of a program where they pay half the membership dues. They're only required to come to about half of the meetings because we recognize where they are in their careers. And it's great for younger folks. And we like having younger folks in the club. Obviously, you know, their backs are stronger than a lot of our others. But that's an opportunity for younger folks. And you just go to ChicoRotary.com or just put Chico Rotary into Google and take a look at our website. And you can contact us directly through there.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, again, thank you for joining us this evening, and hats off to all the work you guys are doing. It's just fabulous. You got to get that story told, though, and I know that's a big. I know it's difficult for us at the radio station. You would think you have a radio station, you could tell people, but we don't often tell our own stories, and I think that's important, and I think it's important for nonprofits, community organizations, and even businesses, for people to understand that it's just not. I'm here to sell you a product. We're here to create a community and make our lives better for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I really appreciate this opportunity, Ray, for us to be on here and to tell our story like that. And I appreciate KZFR too for all the things you guys do.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great evening. And we look forward to checking that park out. Give us the location one more time.
Sure. It's at Ceres Avenue and Whitewood Way. North of the Esplanade, or north of East Avenue in Northeast Chico.
That's Chico. All right. Very good. All right. Thanks again, Mark. Take care.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you.
All righty. We've got just a few minutes left. And of course, I have one more interview because this weekend is Gold Nugget Days up on the Ridge.
I would like to welcome to the show Mark Thorpe, Executive Director at the Gold Nugget Museum in Paradise. And you guys have Gold Nugget Days coming.
We do, Ray. We've got it coming up this weekend, and we're real excited.
Yeah, it's great to see some of these events happening. It's going to be perfect weather. We're in the orange tier. And tell us about what you guys got planned.
Well, first and foremost, we have safety planned. And I think that's really important that message gets out, because we truly believe that you can be safe and still have a good time. Just be respectful of others and make sure, even if you're vaccinated, gosh, we don't have all the data in yet, and it doesn't prevent you from possibly transmitting it to someone else. So, well, we're keeping that in mind, and we want to make sure that we don't have any physical contact. And we've really gone to great lengths to ensure that the parade's going to reflect that and all of our other events. Friday night, that is tomorrow night, we've been a long-awaited 2 years, actually, for our Gold Nugget Queen to be selected. Our previous queen has held the position for 3 years, and quite honestly, she's ready to move on.
that crown's getting heavy.
It's getting heavy. It's quite a burden. So we have six candidates, actually, that are going to be one is going to be selected. And we have a close to the public event that's going to be occurring in Paradise for safety reasons. And we brought in all the escort and candidates' families in order to accommodate that end of it. But we will select a queen, and we will display her to everyone's grandeur and at the parade on Saturday. So Saturday is actually the beginning of the public component of this event, where at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock sharp, we're going to be running about 35 floats down Skyway in its traditional pattern, going westbound on Skyway to the Paradise Community Park. But what's important about this is, again, with the safety in mind, we're asking everyone to wear their mask and to be safe. And not to throw candy, exchange gifts, which would oftentimes occur, but we're asking them not to do that. So we're looking forward to that occurring. And we have an incredible number of people who wanted to participate. It's surprising because, as you know, and most people know, with the loss of about 23,000 people from our community, our 3,000 in Paradise proper and the 5,000 up on the Ridge, we've been able to put together a pretty good parade. We had about 6,000 to 8,000 participants pre-fire. And we looked forward to, conservatively speaking, about 3,000 to 4,000 people in attendance, giving them opportunity over the mile and a half to spread out and to be able to view the event on a beautiful day, and then end it pretty clearly at Paradise Community Park. But that's not the only thing going on. because there are other things that are occurring in small scale, again, being very conscientious of the numbers. We have the Paradise Gem and Mineral Club that's going to be doing their thing over at 475 Pearson, which is the new museum location. And they have about 30 vendors there showing off all the mineral and wonderful things that they do. We also have a craft fair. Unfortunately, Paradise Recreation and Parks District couldn't do it this year at Terry Ash Park. But we have another one over on Clark Road at James Square. So we're looking forward to that. It'll be smaller scale again, but we're bringing people out in a safe way. So it's going to be nice.
Yeah, and it's fun just to get out. I know we were just talking a little bit about the Wildflower and Nature Festival in Oroville.
Yeah.
In the early April. And again, we had it, I think they had 45 booths. Everybody was spaced out well, and it worked out really, really well. And nobody, no complaints. Everybody was very well behaved and just happy to be out and out and about again. And it's, you know, get the kids out, get the families out.
Exactly.
Start
enjoying. You know, and the, like the Donkey Derby occurring Saturday morning also, that's a tradition of the, you know, the 54-pound nugget that's going to be transported up and in its familiar way. That's going to be occurring with the clampers. That goes right before the parade. So we'll have that element up in Old Magalia. We had the Horsemen's Association and their festival, but unfortunately that'll be occurring, was to occur on Sunday, the 25th, but with projections of 100% chance for rain, they decided actually to postpone till next Sunday, May 2nd. So that's pretty much rounding it up. Those are the events that we're going to be involved with this year. Next year, we'll add a couple more on. And actually, I have a little bit of information I'm going to pass on to you, and it's not related to the museum, but June 16th, Wednesday, Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce is beginning its party in the park. So that's a big feature in the community. So we almost have these back-to-back events. Again, everything's about safety. We want to make sure that everybody is safe while they're attending.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it's great to see these things starting to come back.
Yeah, great.
So let's see, a couple of quick Facebook page details. People want to know where to go, how to do it.
You know, the best place to go to find all the events that are occurring that we maintain is the Paradise Ridge Chamber of Commerce event calendar. ParadiseChamber.com. People have asked in a lot of different, with so many mediums out there, it's the most central location to get detailed information about where to go and what's occurring.
Okay, that's great. Well, you know, honestly, you're bringing back most of the elements of Gold Nugget Days. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to have a booth there way back in the day. let's see, what year was that? Somewhere around 93 or something like that.
Way back then.
It was, dude, that's almost 30 years ago, if you think about it.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, it's a huge event. And you're bringing back, you got the Donkey Derby, you got the Nugget Transfer, you got the Queen Crowning, you've got the parade, and then you've got smaller versions of the craft fair. Hey, that's all the ingredients. I mean, you know, somebody will be baking pies somewhere at one of those booths, I'm sure.
You got that right. You got it. And there's, you know, the thing is that it's giving people an opportunity to actually come out and say hello to folks they haven't seen. And we've been pretty much down in lockdown since 2018. I mean, that's the reality up in the Ridge, as you know.
Sure.
So the thing is that we've been hit pretty hard, and we're really itching to get back out. But we've got to be careful, because there are a lot of innocent people that could be affected by incautious activity on our part. So we want to be safe.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks, Mark, for taking time to be with us. Butte Views and Beyond, made possible by listener contributions, of course, and Chico Community Acupuncture, offering safe, accessible, and effective health care through acupuncture. Chico Community Acupuncture offers a sliding scale of payment and provides relief for aches and pains, reduces stress, and helps promote general wellness. Located at 1815 Mangrove Avenue, appointments and information at ChicoCommunityAcupuncture.com, on Facebook, and at 345-5300. And by Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and support and offers complimentary gift wrappings with each purchase. More information at cottonparty.com or at 893-4923. Stay tuned for Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Are you ready to kick it, or should we play my music first? You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
I'm waiting.